So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you are here with me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next guest is both. She helps people who are in transition, and she coaches people who are just making some changes. So I'm pretty much sure that's most of my audience. Welcome, Susan Barber. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Where are you in the world? Where am I talking to you from?
Oh, you're talking to me between probably almost right between Chicago and Milwaukee in the U.S.
Nice. I actually have some authors in that area.
Yay.
In Wisconsin. Let's see, where are they? Madison. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a couple people. I have a butterfly author who wrote about butterflies who has a butterfly garden there in that area.
Oh, my God. My daughter would love that.
Well, I'll do a quick plug, Trust the Process by Jill Bachman. It's the quintessential book, and actually life coaches like it too, because it's about caterpillar to butterfly. I think that's perfect.
Oh, that's
way
great.
Yeah, your work in the world, because when I'm a caterpillar and I've chosen to be a butterfly, and so I'm in the midst of change, what can I do to help navigate that with more ease?
Well, it's interesting because some people actually kind of have a plan of what they want to do. And then other people know they want to make a change, but they don't even know where to begin. And I think that's the people that come to me the most, because they're stuck and they want to, you know, potentially change careers, maybe change to a different industry, maybe just change other things in their life to have more balance, things like that. And so we really talk about, you know, what's important to them, what are their priorities, what are their values, and try to understand those things. And how is this change going to play into those? And is it going to be, you know, for the positive or the negative against those things? So I like to start with those areas first and just understand their strengths and what's important to them. Because a lot of the decisions that you're going to make, especially around change, you really have to have some foundation around that. And those are those things that kind of help guide you and make good decisions for your life. And then we talk about the goals and where they want to go.
So what got you into this work? What gave you the sort of, I don't know, inspiration, or what guided you into choosing this as your profession?
Well, I sought out my own coach at one point in my career. I spent 26 years in corporate life, and I had had some struggles of my own along the way and with some confidence. And she really helped me just kind of see a new perspective and see what was possible. And it was so enlightening to me. And I think in the back of my mind, there was always this, I wanted to do something different to really work with people and help people. And I did a lot of that even as kind of part of my job. I would volunteer for these groups to help lead people or mentor people or put on leadership programs. And so I started to realize that, you know, those are the things I really felt a lot more passion for. And so I started doing it at night, getting my classes about coaching in, and then I got my certification. And then I decided to leave my corporate job and start my own business, which was super scary. And just one of those things, you're like, well, I'm just going to go for it and see what happens.
You're like, bye-bye paycheck. It's exactly. Been nice. I've really enjoyed you, but now I get to wake up every day and decide what I'm going to do myself.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I totally love the flexibility of it. That part's great. But yeah, you're right. It's a whole different mindset of, you know, getting out there and marketing and selling and, you know, in addition to getting to coach people. But it's a whole different way of thinking about life for sure.
So what are some of the things when you, let's just say like to the big picture, when you've successfully navigated change, what are some of the things you notice about those that, I don't know, I want to say like do this well or like have a good fortune in it or have made these big, huge shifts in their own lives? What are some of the, you know what I mean? Like, what are some of the components of success that you've been able to see?
Well, I think that they're open. You know, they don't necessarily start to see only the negatives. They're very positive about where they're going. And I think once they start to see some positive change happening, even if it's small, then it's like this fire that lights within inside them, and they just want more and they want to keep going and going. And so I think it's just what a coach's role is to really help them see the possibility of what could happen for them. Uh-huh. And as they start to see it for themselves, then it's like they almost just take off. And I'm just there to help, you know, ask questions and make sure that they're still heading in the direction that they want to go. And if something new comes up, you know, how does that incorporate into what they originally planned? Because it can start taking on a life of its own, even if you, you know, you're not ready for it. You got to be prepared that things are going to change for you. And are you ready for it? Is your family ready for it? Have you thought about all these things? So it's really fun to watch, honestly. I've seen so much transformation in some of the people that have been coaching now, and they just get so excited with the next thing and the next job or the next thing that they're going to get to do. So it's really fun to watch.
I was talking to a friend last night, and she was so awesome. She asked me, okay, because I'm in the middle of some pretty big transformations. And she's like, what relationships will you have to give up when you're at your new level? And of course I wanted to resist the question, because who wants to change relationships, right? Oh my gosh. Right. And it was just like this hideous question. And then I really just kind of went into, but it was such a great question, because as I reflected on, I don't know, just kind of like who might be in my inner circle 5 years from now and with the new, I could look at it differently, you know?
Yep.
It was like a great question. It was a really interesting question. I was kind of kept reflecting on it all night. Coming from that, maybe just one or two more things, like little, what's just some special sauce, Susan? What's something that you really like, a big aha you had, or a big thing you'd like to share with my audience to inspire them today?
In terms of like working with clients or starting my own business or any of the above?
Well, like, what's just an aha moment that you've had that you want to share with? I know, I kind of, we do these impromptu interviews. By the way, everybody, my guests don't get any preparation. They never know what the interview is going to be like, and they never know what questions I'm going to ask. As much as they try to weasel that out of me, I don't really share that ahead of time. So maybe just like, let's say, I'll put it a different way. If you're giving someone information, advice, and they were leaving their corporate job and shifting into their entrepreneur business full time, maybe what's one or two things you'd recommend that they would, you know, look out for?
Yeah, I think it's important to play to your strengths. So, you know, when someone says you're good at something, pay attention to that. And that may be something that you want to pursue outside of your corporate job. It may be a, you know, a side business that you could start before you even left. So you get some confidence and you understand, you know, who your ideal client is, where you want to go with it. How would the business model work? Do you need partners to help you? You're really starting to lay the groundwork for yourself in order that you can leave, you know, with the confidence that you're going to be a success. And I think the other thing is just that be aware that, you know, not everybody's going to be excited for you. So you need to build that excitement within yourself, because I think a lot of people are scared of entrepreneurship and starting their own business themselves. And so they almost can't even understand why you would pursue it. And so I think it's a really interesting thing. That's why I love entrepreneurs, because we all kind of get it and we all stick together. But be aware that there's a lot of people that may start to question you, and just be strong and recognize that you're doing what's best for you.
Awesome.
And don't let anybody, you know, put it down.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming.
No
problem.
How
can we get a hold of you? How can we find out more, Susan?
You can go to my website, which is susanmbarber.com. And I have all of my links on there for, I do a lot of blogging. So if anyone's interested in getting my blog that I would send out, I do it every weekday morning. And I offer, you know, just a lot of stuff on Twitter. So anybody who's interested, feel free to follow.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you.